Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. This week's episode, Thanksgiving. Giving your gift a gift. This week marks the 154th anniversary of when President Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national day of recognition in an effort to boost the morale of the Union troops in 1863. The tradition of celebrating Thanksgiving comes from the story of the early settlers being a victim of a drought and being asked by their governor to fast. The story goes that after a period of time and a fast, great rains came and rejuvenated the crops, which allowed the settlers to have a bountiful harvest. This gift and their survival were shared with their peaceful neighbors, the Native American Indians of the Wampanoag tribe. The rest of the story is very well known. So I want to take a look at this tradition in a little different way this week and have you reflect on a few things as we head into a long weekend that is supposed to be a custom for marking our good fortune. First, did you know that every civilization before us has had some version of Thanksgiving? The Chinese, the Greeks, the Romans, the Native American tribes throughout the Americas, the Egyptians, and even the ancient Sumerians. They all had celebrations and traditions to celebrate and honor the gifts they had been given at the end of the growing season. The collective joy of each of these communities, which were forced to stop, recognize, and take time to celebrate their gifts of food, sustainability, community, and coexistence. In 2017 in the United States, we'll bring families together from all over. We'll sit at tables across the country, eating, celebrating, arguing, making jokes, and being thankful. This is the time of year that we will feel the most gratitude for what we have, and we will also give more money and time to worthy causes in the following weeks after Thanksgiving than at any other time during the year. People are genuinely more appreciative this time of the year. Well, so many of us will do things to help others. What can we do to demonstrate to those around us a different type of gratitude? We can do the traditional things. We can make toasts. We can give hugs. We can truly demonstrate our thankfulness. But think about it. Everyone has a story, but every story is filled with characters. And while it is our own unique narrative, the plot is influenced by a lot of other people. Now, we're all leaders, right? Remember, a leader is anyone who has influence over another person. This, therefore, makes us all capable of leading, and leading through gratitude is important. And giving thanks this time of year is not only a good idea, it's a great opportunity to demonstrate your own leadership. Leaders have courage, they're humble, and they are grateful. Reflective leaders take the time to think of what it is that others have done for them and what gifts they have gotten from all of the people around them. They think about all the characters and all of their contributions and how those folks have made contributions to each story in their life. So here's the challenge. How do we take the tradition of Thanksgiving and shift it a little to increase the true nature of giving thanks? Yes, we can make toasts. We can pull people aside and we can tell them what they mean to us. And we can even bring a gift to demonstrate our love for them. But I'm going to suggest that you do something a little different this year. Well, wait, it's actually not little. It's going to be huge. In addition to giving thanks for all that we have this year, I'm challenging you to be thankful for the gift, singular, not plural, the gift that those you are sharing the weekend with have given to you. You see, each person in your life, good, bad, or indifferent, has gifted you with something. Here is an example. One of the earlier podcasts was entitled The Kenosha Kid. That was actually about the gift my father-in-law gave me. His gift to me was demonstrating that my problems are good problems. This year on Thanksgiving Day, if I am last in line for our dinner buffet and I don't get the prime piece of turkey, I'm not going to get upset, like I probably would have 28 years ago. Instead, I'll think to myself, I have pretty good problems, because there are 17 million children in the United States that live below the poverty line. His gift to me? Perspective. My mother gifted me with perseverance, my brother Tom, empathy, my brother John, compassion, my father, humility, my wife, unconditional love, and I can go on and on about all the people I will share that dinner with. Everyone in your life has gifted you with something, and we, by nature, learn from everyone around us. Even bad gifts can make us better, A mean-spirited person can make us stronger. A mean comment can fuel us. But, more likely, the kindness of someone else can move us over whatever mountain we are facing. Everyone has a story and everyone needs fuel. So this Thanksgiving, give everyone in the room a gift. Take time this week before everyone gets together to celebrate and do this. Get a stack of note cards or cards, sheets of paper, whatever, some envelopes, and write each of them a note that reads the following. Dear so-and-so, you are a gift to me because. I'm going to repeat that. Dear so-and-so, you are a gift to me because. Here's an example. Dear podcast listener, you are a gift to me because every day I'm thinking about leadership and how to grow yours. You're making me a better leader for others. Now use the stem sentence, you are a gift to me because, and write something very simple. Please, please don't go on and on. Just get to the point. There's great elegance and simplicity, and too many of us miss out on the opportunity to give thanks when we muddle it up with so many words. Now, practice empathy for a moment. What if everyone in your life wrote you a note that simple, and it said, you're a gift to me because of your kindness. You're a gift to me because of your humor. You're a gift to me because of your thoughtfulness. You're a gift to me for your willingness to listen to me. You're a gift to me because you keep me honest. Wouldn't that mean the world to you? Wouldn't you remember this Thanksgiving for the rest of your life? And wouldn't you place that note card somewhere special? And in turn, wouldn't you begin to take time to tell others why they're a gift to you? Wouldn't you also feel a renewed love and connection with the person who gave you that note? The unexpected joy of receiving a handwritten note can never be replaced by a physical gift. However, a gift that tells someone else why they're a gift to you will be an emotional moment and will live on. We are not by nature good at truly defining what impacts others have had on us. So this Thanksgiving, take a moment to reinforce in others their gift to you. Take a moment to simply say, you're a gift to me because. So let's do some smart thinking. Reflect for a moment on who you'll be around this Thanksgiving. What have each of them taught you? Once you identify the learning from those in the room, how can you quickly articulate the gift they've given you? And finally, can you make this year different for yourself and others by bringing to light how thankful you are for the gift they've given you? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. This week, please join with me on Thursday for an extended interview with Dr. Dan Hagerman. Dan is a pediatrician, and we will be exploring his experiences as well as current trends that he sees in the medical needs of our children. We discuss everything from the increase in autism to the reason we're all going overboard with peanut-free zones. Also, please make sure to like the Smart Thinking page on Facebook as well as CISA 6 Facebook page. And as always, thanks to the Wellpennies for their music, and please check them out on iTunes. Finally, this Tuesday is a National Day of Giving, and I'd be remiss if I didn't give a plug for one of my favorite causes, River Edge Nature Center in Wisconsin. I've included their description and Facebook page on the link. I've been involved at River Edge for years, serving and volunteering. I'd be grateful if any of you were compelled to make a donation in the podcast name this Tuesday. Nature has a unique way of fueling the spirit, and River Edge has been a gift for me and many others.
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song